hello there.
Yes, this is a bit of a weird intro. This is kind of a mini episode or a placeholder in some ways. I did promise last week that there would be a new episode on gastronomy this week, and unfortunately we're all going to just have to wait a little bit longer, 7 days to be exact, because due to a piece of bad news that I just learned, I can't actually use one of the two interviews I recorded and edited for the gastronomy episode. It was with the absolutely marvelous, dedicated, and super thoughtful Stéphanie Lorrain of l'Office Montréalais de la Gastronomie, the Montreal Office of Gastronomy. But that Department of Tourism Montreal, after having been created 3 years ago and having done some really wonderful things since then, has now been shuttered. It's a short-sighted decision, in my opinion, and a very sad waste of tons of good and important work and time spent. The folks there were headed in a really smart direction, focused on making Montreal a world capital of food, from production to consumption, restaurants, research, media, sustainability partners, education, all sorts of things. They took the everythingness of food both very seriously and very strategically. And it could have been great, but for whatever reason, and I don't know why, it now will not be. Also very upsetting is that this closure is one in a series that I've been starting to notice lately. A lot of comprehensive and systems-based academic programs on gastronomy and on food systems are being suspended, and other organizations and projects that addressed food systems as integrated and complex are pivoting to more so-called tactical issues, rather than keeping an eye on the much longer-term goals of creating enduring, positive, and systemic change. I'm not trying to be gloomy about these changes, but it does feel like so many other shifts that are taking place globally. For a couple of decades, it seemed that there were some really hopeful ways of thinking and doing food, and now it just seems like they're being replaced by conservatism and fear and a perceived need to address some, well, what we call urgent issues. And yes, there are huge urgent problems related to hunger and agriculture and climate change and inflation and international trade, but in reality, there's never a better time than right now to reimagine the foundations of our food systems and not just address the symptoms. Well, maybe 50 years ago would have been a better time to address the foundations of our food systems, but today is the next best time. Anyway, I'll get into all this next week and talk about gastronomy in lots of good ways. And in any case, the episode will still include a really wonderful conversation with the super smart international development and sustainable food guy, Mark Notaras. So despite my melodramatic declaration that gastronomy is dead, the concept and the practice still live on. And may they do so in many iterations for all time. In the meantime, as I work to re-edit the gastronomy episode, I offer in its place this week a little placeholder. The first Making a Meal of It crossword puzzle. Well, that's my response to sadness. I do crosswords. So if you go to the show notes for this pseudo-episode, which I'm calling episode 7A, you'll find a link to makingamealofit.com, the podcast's website. From there, you can either download and print out the crossword or complete it online. It includes clues related to food and food culture, as well as references to past conversations, tasting segments, and food questionnaire responses. I hope it's fun and not too challenging. And if you can't figure out an answer, maybe that's a good excuse to go back and listen to a previous episode. My apologies in advance if there are any typos or bad clues. I did go over it and proofread it quite a few times, but, you know, I ain't no Will Shorts. Thank you for your continuing support and patience. You'll hear from me soon. Oh, right. And, as so many have said before, bon appétit and happy crosswording. Have they said that? Anyway.